Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Oh, I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for his faithfulness. I thank God for his ability to know what we need when we need it. I thank God for just being God. I mean, I could just thank him, and you all would be like, okay. Is that the message on today? Yeah, that is the message on today. To be grateful, to be thankful, to know that God is going to do just what he said. Well, myself and Minister Sylvia are out of town on this morning, and we're out of town for a memorial service for a family member. But at the same time, God's given us the opportunity to visit with family members we haven't seen in a long time and to honor them. And it's been such a great lesson until it's become part of some of the things that God is going to have me share with you all on this morning. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the lines and see if Minister Sylvia or Minister Sheila, I believe Minister Sheila may be able to pray for us, but it's going to depend on what's going on her job. So, Minister Sheila, are you able to pray for us on this morning?
Good morning. Just want to thank God for blessing us all for another day of life to praise and to cherish and to worship him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I give honor to you for blessing us with another day of life. Which if we don't know, we should know. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here. No matter what we're going through, you can show us the way through it with your love and your mercy. But yet we need to recognize and understand that you are the way of life. You are here to show us the love and the beauty and the pleasure that life can bring us, take us from the hatred, the racism, the difficulty, all the illness, the finance, trouble within your family, within yourself, within your job, no matter what you're going through, God can lead you through it. You just need to put it into his hands, pray it up to God and to let him know that you love him and know you will follow him in whatever direction or ways of life he will give you. But you know it is a better life that the devil will try to persuade you that his way is better. But we all need to know that God is the answer. He gave his son that died for us that we may live. But yet he gave us a choice. And I'm praying that we all choose the way of the Lord Almighty. In the Father, God. Lord, I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Missionary Evangelist Tony Montgomery and Linda Handy, Dr. Serena Wright, Lauren Seabury, Lord, I give you the honor of all that you have blessed within our bloodline family and also our spiritual family. Pastor Troy, man of God, that you have worshiped, that have worshiped you through times and times, no matter what we're going through, Lord, we are all your sons and daughters, and we appreciate and love the love and kindness that you have given us in the way of life. In the bloodline, you have blessed us in. Thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my grandsons, my granddaughters, my nieces, nephews, uncles, aunt. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing my son, Taiwan, with another birthday, another year of life that I know if it wasn't for you, we would not be here. But, Lord, I thank you for blessing him to make another year and to live and to understand and know that you are the true Father of us all. We thank you and ask you to bless this government. that they may rise up and to understand we are all one people. We are all sisters and brothers under God. No matter what, we are all together. To let the ones that know that they think they are separate, they are better, that they are no better than the next. We are all equal in the eyes of God. And to bless this law enforcement, to let them know to treat each and every one of us, no matter what our color is, our sex, our creed, our religion, to let them know we are all here to be treated as one, to learn and to honor and to obey the law in the right way, not just your hand-picked way, but the right way that we all might be living on this earth that God has made as one in love. And Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for blessing us all. And I ask you to trust and to believe that we on this earth that don't know you will get to know you, will get to understand you. But no matter what your health class, what you're going through in your health, your finance, your family, your job, or whatever the situation is, put it in the hands of God. And he shall set you free and lead you into the right way. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back into your hands across the way.
Amen. I want to ask a question. And, you know, I apologize. I did not let you all know ahead of time that I would ask this question. But it's probably an easy question, because those of us that have been blessed to be daughters of the Seaberries were taught this at a young age. And many of us are still teaching this. So I have a question. And I believe we've talked about this before, so it's not a new subject. However, if you feel like it, like I said, it's not something that's a must, but can you tell me what honor is to you? What is honor to you? And what is it connected to? So I'm just going to wait a minute to see if anyone wants to just share with me and the audience what honor is to you. How important is it to you? Where did you learn it? Just whatever you want to talk about concerning honor. So the lines are open for anyone that wants to share with us about honor.
Good morning. This is Sylvia Kaiser. I would like to share about what I think honor is. To me, honor is acknowledging a person's status, acknowledging a person's value. Like, for example, we were talking with a family member the other day about acknowledging people in the place of generation, like where they place in generation. For example, if you are you are recognized as the son or daughter of the king, if you are the grandson or granddaughter of a king, you are recognized as the second generation of that king. If you are a great grand, you are recognized as the third generation. And I'm only saying that because a lot of times people look at your age and they try to categorize you as an age category. When we have read stories, we have been told stories where a king and queen may have died and their child will be taking over the throne. And that child may be 8, 10, or 12 years old. just because their age has put them in a certain category doesn't mean they're not qualified for the honor that has been put bestowed on them. So to me, honoring a person of their value, their place, their worth. I give honor to my sisters because of their status. The one that's older than me as my elder sister. The one that's younger than me as my younger sister, but because of her status that she has in the world, whereas her educational status, I have to give her proper acknowledgement. I honor the different men and women of God that are in my life. So when you look at honor and you talk about honor, regardless of what you feel, how you think of a person, because the honor system that we have has been not talked about, not been so much put in place as in our generation, as they say, they kind of dropped the ball. We have to make sure that we teach the places of honor. Don't put me in a place that I don't belong because I may have grew up with your children, but you know I'm on the same status of the lineage in the family that you are. So that's where I place honor at, as acknowledging a person where they in their rightful place. So I hope I answered that the correct way, and hope you all understand what I meant by honor. Don't put a person in a status that you think they should fit in, but you keep them in a genealogical place they should be in. Give honor where honor is due. That's what I think honor is.
Okay, anyone else? Thank you so much, Minister Sylvia, for sharing that.
Good morning, Saints of God. This is Minister Margot. The first thing that occurred to me when you mentioned the word honor is, of course, that scripture, which I understand is the first promise that God gives us, which is to honor our father and our mother. So to me, when I think of honor, I think of giving respect and showing admiration for those who have sacrificed and done for you. And even if it hasn't been everything you thought it should be, you are in a position of privilege because of their sacrifice. So to me, honor is to do everything that you possibly can to show gratitude and to show respect for those who deserve it. Thank you. That's about all I have to say.
Good morning. We need to all understand the ways that we might choose to honor. Some of us take the word of honoring the person. Some really don't know how to honor a person that of knowledge that's trying to teach them, show them a way through things, even when they might ask them for help. They figure that is their way, but yet you went to a person that evidently, if I'm going the right way with it, that you looked up to, that you gave some kind of respect to, that you might honor it in a way, but yet when they're instructing you or advising you, some might take a turn and cause something might go a little wrong or not the way they want. Then they just want to dishonor the person. But yet I see out in the streets today that a lot of young men and women do not honor their self, do not honor their parents, their mothers, their fathers, their sisters, or their brothers. Instead of honoring and asking for advice to encourage or to help you to understand how you can build yourself up, you will dishonor and disrespect the person because they might have a better dollar than you, a better shoe, a better car. But yet you should look to the person with respect and honor and try to figure out a way where you can better yourself. Don't dishonor the person or disrespect a person because they might have more than you or doing better to you. You need to honor yourself and go to God and ask Him to bless you and help you to understand the way of life to better yourself, to honor yourself. Some soul distance in their self, in the way of life, that they refuse to honor anyone. And some you can see that they really don't honor or look up to themselves, because no matter what, it's just not right. So I missed part of the invite to the conversation of honor, but yet I'm at work. But yet, that's just my vision now that I see of honoring. People dishonor so many in their families, on their jobs, in their neighborhoods, or whatever, but it really hurts or to see them just dishonor God and the ones that they have put, the leadership they have put in front of them, that nothing they say or do is worth it, even thank you. But yet I thank God for the honor and the sight and the relationship and the love that they have brought us through and through this family.
Doing?
That we can honor each other and to better ourselves. And if we can, we can better each other. That's all I have to say.
Apostle, are you talking?
Thank you, Minister Sylvia. Yes, I was. So I thank God for each and every one of you, about how you've honored Smile3E and you're willing to work alongside us as we further the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we honor God. We honor the God in each and every one of us. We honor the legacy that our parents have taught us about, you know, helping others that are in need. And I just thank God. It's an honor to work with you all in ministry. It's an honor to know that you honor God. There's so many people, my God, there's so many people that not only don't know God, they don't know how to honor God, they don't know how to honor their parents, they don't know how to honor their spouses, they don't know how to honor people where they sit, whether it's a position of authority or whether it's a position of legacy. I want to give you three examples of something that recently happened. I had a doctor that sent me a message, and when I read the message, I was offended. Yes, I was offended. I'm human. So please allow me to be that. Please allow me to be him. And so I said in my response to him, I responded first by saying, tone is everything. And the tone of his email was that of someone that assumed something. So basically he was telling me he wasn't pleased with me because I didn't acknowledge him and who he was. First of all, I did not know him and who he was. He told me he wasn't happy with me because I ignored his email. Second of all, I hadn't read any of his email. I didn't even know he had tried to contact me. And so the first thing I said when I prayed to God was, God, I need you. Like the song, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. I went there with God. I was like, I need you right now. Because this is a doctor, and I believe he's someone that will be the one that's responsible for helping me get published. And he sits in a certain seat at the school, but yet his emails, the tone of them, has offended me. God, help me. So God answered my prayers instantly. It wasn't a moment or a while that I had to wait. And God reminded me, how will he know what you're going through and what you're dealing with? Because then if you go back in your response to him out of your feelings, you will dishonor him. And you will dishonor the position that I, talking about God, has placed him in your life. This is your first encounter with him. It's not about what the world teaches, first impressions are lasting impressions. It's about you are a child of God. And if you honor me, you will put your feelings under subjection and honor him. So I said to him, I know that he didn't understand that I had not read any of his emails and basically blah, blah, blah. But I honored the position he was in, and I let him know that he had offended me. However, I realized that he had offended me because he didn't understand me. And I was like, well, God, he should have checked with my previous chair. And he would have known that I wasn't ignoring him. He should have known something was going on. And so I have not heard from him. But God just was God. And the first thing God told me to do was to subject myself to this doctor by letting him know, first of all, that he offended me and that I would honor him and not offend him. That would be disrespectful because I needed to explain to him what was going on and why I had not answered his emails. And so it just blessed me because I was like, okay, God, because when I was in my feelings, I was thinking all types of stuff. And, you know, I don't know about you, but even as so-called nice as people may think or say you are, if you get offended the way I was offended by his emails and the tone of it, there's things I could have done that would not have honored Christ. So that means that it would not have honored God in general, and that is my agenda, to honor God in all that I say or do. And then another situation was I have a 90-year-old aunt, my Aunt Catherine. I have an 86-year-old aunt, my Aunt Wardine, and when God had asked me, and it was a weird thing because I was wondering, I said, God had asked me, how do I honor my Aunt Kat? I'm not talking about giving her gifts and things of that sort. And how do I honor her as the privilege of being the patriarch, the matriarch that's still there. And so I talked to some of the family about, you know, honoring her for her birthday and things of that sort. And it's because God is teaching me. We can say what we want to say, but every year that he blesses us to be here is an honor. And then I thought about my Aunt Wardine and how she shared such wisdom with us when we visited with her yesterday. But don't get me wrong, she shared some secrets, too, that I was like, ooh, TMI. Some things I just don't want to know about people. But anyway, it's a whole nother subject. And so we honored her and we listened to her and we let her pour out, you know, her memories to us. And they were so rich that we could sit there and listen to things that happened with our parents and our aunts and our uncles. Because for those of us who may have forgotten, our grandmother was a midwife. So she she basically was the one that delivered them, like our Aunt Wardine, and she even delivered, you know, of course she didn't deliver her own kids, but she delivered people that we knew as aunts and uncles, and she talked about those various families that we had heard their names and stuff, and so it was just a blessing to hear her and how they honored our grandmother. And she even talked about how much they learned from our grandmother. That was rich in itself. She talked about how our grandmother taught people how to clean their bodies, something that simple, how she taught them how to take care of themselves and how to eat right and how to do this and that. And just to hear her talk about all of the things that our grandmother had taught the people in the community. It was such an honor to hear the stories about Grandma Molly and that it wasn't from one of her children. It was from someone that she delivered. My. That in itself was something. And then I got the honor of listening to Felicia. She's a prophetess. She's part of our family. She's my cousin Carol's daughter. She's younger than me. But yet we were sitting there talking. And she was just pouring out the wisdom that Apostle Sandra Thomas had shared with her and the wisdom that she had gleaned from Apostle Daryl O'Neill and just sitting there talking with her and just blessed me because I love how the Bible reminds us about honoring people. And it doesn't matter their age. I mean, whether you're King David or whether you're King Solomon or whether you're Jeremiah the prophet. You know, yes, there are some young people, even in the Bible, that did some things that was not pleasing unto the Lord. Even if you talk about a King Josiah, who, although his name means God has healed or God has healed in the past tense, he was a 7-year-old king. And when he reigned for 40 years, it wasn't that he did good things. He actually did not do good things. I mean, we have queen in the Bible, Queen Athaliah. She was a queen, but she wanted people to worship an agriculture god. She wasn't like Queen Esther, who was called to save a people and a nation. There's people like Jeremiah, who was known as the weeping prophet, but he's a major prophet in the Bible. There's a prophet in there by the name of Samuel, who's the youngest prophet in the Bible, but yet he was a prophet and called to be a prophet at 11 years old. He was a teacher, and he was taught by Eli. And so we have Joseph, who was chosen from his brothers, and he was younger than them, and yet he was chosen at a young age. So as we learn to honor people, we understand that it's not necessarily about their age, but it's about what did God call them to do. And so to honor someone is showing them and esteeming them that which they deserve. As Minister Margo said, we've given them the attention giving them the reverence or the acknowledgement that they deserve. So it gets back to what Minister Sylvia was talking about. We have so many times hurt people and offended people because we have not honored them. And it's not because of, a lot of times it's not something intentional. Sometimes it's just, going to say it, and I say this not in a way to offend anyone. Sometimes it's in ignorance. We called one of our uncles uncle because of his age. But he wasn't really an uncle. He was a cousin. We had another uncle that we called uncle. We acknowledged him as uncle, but he wasn't an uncle either. He was a cousin. We have people in our family that we call auntie this or auntie that, and they're not an auntie. They're a cousin. I've heard even Pastor Troy call some of his cousins auntie. They're not an auntie. They're a cousin. We have family members that are family members on two sides of the family. And so it's like things that we do and honor people as they're, we have a brother that we honor. He's not our biological brother in the sense that our parents birthed him, but he's a cousin that my parents raised, and we for many years thought he was our brother, and we still embrace him as a brother. So when we learn to honor people and it's not based off of who we've made them, but who God allowed them to be, we learn that it's based off of the principle of what's right. It's based off of the principle of where they are, for instance. Many people for many years did not know that Minister Sylvia and myself and Minister Margo and Elder Tony and Apostle Sandra Thomas and others were in the same generational level. We all are grandchildren of our grandmother Molly and George, who I was, you know, talking about her earlier. And then many people don't understand that we have sons, Minister Sheila, Minister Sylvia, and myself, that are in the next generational legacy. And they have a problem with how they are not acknowledged. But it's the same problem that we had with not being acknowledged because of our age. So many times people miss out on honoring people because they're looking at how old they are. Many people could have missed out on Solomon and Esther because of their age. Many people could have missed out on Joseph, and they almost did because of his age. Many people could be missing out on the honor of learning from somebody's generational concept because of their age. Now, some people say, oh, people can't teach them nothing. Where is that in the Bible? Some people say, young people can't teach me nothing. Where is that in the Bible? Even if Jesus was subject himself to, they subject to bring the children unto him. There are so many lessons we can learn from people, and it's not, excuse me, based on their age, but it's based on the gift God has called them. I thank God for Prophetess Felicia, because she shared some things with me, and I shared some things with her, and I learned something that most people may not understand. I honor the position. And I will not act like I learned this so easily. the military taught me that. There were people sitting in positions that I honored that were older than me. They were younger than me. And some of them were wiser than me. And to be honest, I'm just going to put it there. Some of them were, the world would call it dumber than me, but I won't call it that. I would say there were people that were uneducated, but I honored their position. And when God taught me how to bring that over to my family and how to bring that over to my life in general, I learned, and I am still learning a lot more. I could not have gleaned from Prophetess Felicia if I had not acknowledged that she was a prophetess. I wouldn't be able to glean from Pastor Troy, who's in a different generational level than me, and also in the position of a pastor, if I hadn't honored him. I could not glean from the wisdom Prophet Antoine has if I was so busy looking at where he is in his age. There are things that we can glean from people, no matter what their age is. Minister Margot has such a teaching spirit. She has such a sharing spirit that I would not be able to glean from her. Not in this case, I'm not going to talk about the fact that she's older than me, but I wouldn't be able to glean from her if I kept looking at her and saying, well, she's in the same generational thing that I'm in. But I don't. I glean from that which God has placed on the inside of her, and that I know that my Uncle George and my aunt, maybe sister, have put on the inside of her. Tony called Minister Sylvia and I her children, but yet we glean from her, who's a cousin, who's in the same generational level that we are, because not only because she's an elder, but because she is one of the one cousins, and we have many, that said, bring those babies to me. When everybody else was talking about how bad we were or how this we were always her babies. We, you know, some of us ain't that young anymore. I'm not going to say who, but some people aren't that young anymore. And she still calls us her babies. But she still will call in, and she will still listen to her babies teach or preach. She still calls in and supports her sister, Minister Margo, who she's young, who she's older than, because she's not looking at her as her young. She's looking at her as Minister Margo, the teacher of the Bible. Ah, my God, I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. A minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ that's sharing a word from God with a sick and dying world. Minister Sylvia is older than me. But when I'm listening to her share, it's not as my older sister. It's as a woman of God that's sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, I have the honor of God to learn from people that are older than me, people that are younger than me, people that are in the same generational legacy line and level that I'm on, and those that are on a younger one or an older one, because God taught me how to respect the position. If you're a minister of the gospel, you're a minister of the gospel. And it doesn't matter if you're 8 or if you're 88. So sitting listening to Prophetess Felicia on this weekend, sitting listening to my Aunt Wardine on this weekend, it's been an honor that God has given to me that I could have missed out on if I was so busy looking at people's age. We need to learn how to honor people, and we need to honor them how God says to honor them. And if we do that, we'll walk away not only a fuller generation, but a more mature generation. I'm going to give you an analogy that I gave Felicia, Prophetess Felicia. And it wasn't because I'm so suchy-munchy, but it was because God showed it to me. God showed me how we have teachers that are experts in elementary school. Then we have teachers that are experts in junior high. And we have teachers that are experts in teaching in high school. Teachers that are experts in teaching in college. They may call them professors, but they may call them teachers. They're still teachers. But yet, we honor them because some of them have gone on to finish a degree at a higher level. Now, let's come over here to the Lord's side. Some of us have been blessed to be those that are going to teach the elementary saints. Mm-hmm. Hear my heart. Some of us are going to teach the so-called junior saints. Some of us are going to be called to teach the more mature saints. Why is it that we get insulted if we're called to teach the elementary school saints? Doesn't everyone have to learn how to walk with God? Not everybody is going to be called to the mature saints. And not everybody's going to be called to the children, childlike saints. But some of those childlike saints may end up being a teacher of the more mature saints in the future. Now, you may say, well, are you trying to say that we're on different levels in God? I don't have to say it. You can see it each and every day. There are people that you can use the big words with, and there are people who, if you use the big words with, they didn't receive the message because they don't understand what you're talking about. There's also people that you can preach to that are always in their flesh, so you can't talk to them and teach them about the maturity of not doing this or not doing that because they're still trying to get past their flesh. There are some fleshly things that are immature, and there are some fleshly things that are for the mature. So if you have someone in your life that they're still being delivered from, she's talking about me, he don't like me, they didn't speak to me, they're elementary saints. Don't you dare get offended or bothered by that person who is so upset because someone talked to them, because you've been delivered or put in a level where God teaches you. They're talking about Jesus. So when someone's talking about you, you're praising God and excited because you're like, they talked about Jesus. That's no big thing. But somebody else left the church because they talked about them. There are places and levels in God that he's going to use you to bring that person that's standing there talking about me or they're staring at me to a point that that person's going to be a great teacher in the body of Christ. God's going to teach you how to be a teacher at the level and to the level that he needs you to be. Not saying that you will always be there, because some people will teach at elementary school, then they'll teach in junior high, then they'll teach in high school, then they'll teach at the collegiate level. So let's allow people to be at the level that God has appointed for them to be, because there's a thing called letting people be human. And letting them be human doesn't mean that you make excuses for what they do, but it means that you don't try to get offended or try to think you're so much because God has taught you how to deal with things in a different level. There are some people that are going to fornicate until the day before they die. There are some people that are going to cuss and do various things until the day before they die. there are some people that you're going to look at them and say, do they do anything wrong? And it may be that they gossip. It may be that they keep up mess. I have a cousin that I call Messy. God had to deliver me from calling her Messy, even though she was. And now when I see her, I don't call her Messy, what I called her, her name, because if I say her name, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I don't call her Messy like that anymore. I say, God, help me to deal with this family member, because they like to keep up mess. They like to keep up mess so much until they like having siblings disagreeing and fighting amongst each other. And why, if they love you, would they hurt you like that? And it's because they don't understand how to honor one another. And so my prayer for them now isn't, God, help me with Messy so-and-so. God, help me to understand Messy so-and-so. Help me to pray for Messy so-and-so. God, help me not to be offended by Messy so-and-so. God, show me what you're doing in and through them to make me a better person. Because if they're still offending me or bothering me, that part right there has got to go. So as we learn to honor one another, and as we learn to honor the positions that God has put us in, whether we're a helper, someone that shares hope, or someone that helps people to get released and delivered from jealousy, or we're someone that God uses to show people how to love, or whether we're someone that God uses to show someone how to honor someone or how to share charity with someone. Whatever God has helped us to learn, let's be that person that eagerly wants to share that with others, not want to hoard it over them. 1 Timothy 1:17 says, the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. If we're honoring God, can we honor our brothers and sisters like that? Deuteronomy 5:16, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God has given you. Romans 13:1. It's going to do the first one. Let every person be subject to the governing authority, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. So even God is saying to honor those in their position. Hebrews 13:18, pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I thank God for that. So let's think of those scriptures that tell us to honor people, not because of their wealth, but because of who God said they are. Let's think of those people that have been chosen by God, that have so much in their belly that they can share it with each and every one of us. So if you haven't heard anything else on today, I pray that you heard honor, honor, and honor some more. That's all I have, Minister Sheila. I turn it over to you. Or if Minister Sheila is busy, if one of you all can end the program for me.
Well, I'll do it for you. I just thank God for the service on today to teach us how to honor and how to be honored. I thank God for just allowing us to open our eyes to see what direction we need to be going into, being led into. I thank God for giving us to hear how we need to honor people regardless of their status in our mind or their age status, where we try to place them. Let's place honor in the correct places that it needs to be, among and upon the correct person that we need to give honor to. I just thank God for that, because it seems like it's such a simple word, but honor is a great word that holds great responsibilities that gives out great rewards. I hope you understand what I meant by that. I just thank God for allowing us this time to let the woman of God know how we feel about the lesson she has taught on today. So the lines are open. If anyone has anything they would like to share with the woman of God, please go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks. This is Margo again. I just like to thank Apostle Alexis Celia for helping us to look a little bit closer at that, the whole concept of honor. And one of my takeaways is that everyone deserves honor, regardless of, I'll even say regardless of their position, because some people will look at someone walking down the street or someone that is homeless or someone who seems to be at a position where you're not really sure what's going on with them, but we are all God's children, and we all deserve honor because he made us all. He loves us all. He cares about each and every one of us, and we need to respect each other, and as Minister Sylvia said, respect ourselves enough to know that God wants us to represent him in every interaction with every person, with every one of his children. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Minister Margot. Is there anyone else that would like to let the woman of God know how they feel about the subject that was taught on today of honor? To say we thank you all for calling in and supporting this ministry. This ministry is anointed and appointed from and by God. I just want to say that I thank God for Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Let's Talk Radio ministry. I really thank God for it, because it don't only lift my spirits, but it educates me, it teaches me, and it revives me, refreshes me also. I thank God for the different ministries that's on Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. Thank you for tuning in this Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we're here in California, and we thank God for being in a whole nother, what's this, Western Mountain Time, something like that. We started at 7:30 a.m. California time, and I thank God for that, to see that his word will travel at all times, all places, at the same time. That's amazing. So if you didn't understand honor, that's honor right there, to honor God, that he can be every place at the same time. Look at that. Look at God. Look what he just revealed to me, and hoping to you too. You all can tune in tomorrow night, Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our guest speaker tomorrow will be Dr. Serena Wright, and we want you all to know that God will be in the service. Please tune in. Spread the word. Come back on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That service is going to be held by our very own prophet, Antoine Thomas. He will be our speaker. Hopefully he's through celebrating his birthday. Ain't that good when, I'm sorry, let me make a correction. For tomorrow, Monday, it's Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. I'm telling you, I'm in California, and this air here is different. It has me back a week. So excuse me for that. Pastor Troy Thomas will be our speaker tomorrow. It's the second Monday of the month. I'm so sorry for that. Again, accept my apology. So tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Friday will be Prophet Antoine Thomas at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard, Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Prophet Thomas will be bringing forth whatever God has given him, because God gave him time to honor himself for another year and to let him know it's okay to celebrate yourself. We want to say thank you again for being a part of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So with that being said, we're going to turn the program back over to the woman of God. But before we do that, I just want to step in and change something. I want to ask Minister Margot if she would pray with me for the woman of God, that we pray for her because she has poured out a strong word on today. We've got a little elementary school, a little grammar school, a little junior high, a little high school, a little college education on today for the body of Christ, and we want to cover the woman of God on today. Minister Margot, would you pray with me for Apostle-elect Cecilia?
Okay, thank God. It will be my privilege. Lord, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for another Sunday. We thank you for another broadcast. We thank you for another opportunity to follow your call. We thank you for this anointed woman of God. We ask you, God, to continue to cover her with your blessings. Continue to seed into her life as never before. Continue to allow her to dig deep, because she has such a generous spirit about her, and that can only come from you. Continue to allow her to search your word and to find the unique ways in which she shares it with others. Continue to allow her, God, to lean on you, to depend on you, to trust you as never before. Continue to strengthen her, encourage her, and lift her up, because she is essential right now in this day and time. You have called her to the kingdom for such a time as this. And we thank you for it, and we praise you for it, and we believe you, God, as we see her continue to grow in you, as we see her allow you to put her in that place that you have prepared for her. In Jesus' name we pray, and we give you the thanks, and we ask you, Lord, to give these women journey mercy as they go back to their assigned places where you have them for now, because that's only temporary. In Jesus' name we pray and give you the thanks, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that prayer that we pray for God to cover Apostle-elect from head to toe. Just cover her, keep her in a place of rest in you, O Lord. Keep her in a place of anointing, appointing, and acknowledging the body of Christ. And she's not afraid to say, is that what God says? Is that what God would do? Or is that what God would have you to do? We thank you for her boldness, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. So at this time, we're going to turn the program back over to the woman of God to let us know if she has any speaking engagements coming up, and if she has anything going on that she would like for us to know about and to keep her in prayer about, and close out the program. Thank you. Woman of God, he's back in your hands.
Amen. Don't know about any speaking engagements. Do know that people have offered them, but do know that I only accept what God tells me to accept, and at this time, I do not have any, but I would just say for each and every one of us to support one another in our endeavors and those things that we're doing. Don't know if you all have the honor, and it was an honor, to support Minister Margot in a scholarship thing that she was doing. And if you didn't, just touch bases with her to see if it's not too late. But it's an honor to be able to support one another in our ministries of sharing the gospel and the various things that God does. So don't forget, share and support Dr. Serena Wright with the not just buying the book, but maybe sharing it with someone else and the last prescription you'll ever need. Also supporting Pastor Troy and Prophet Antoine and the various things that they're doing for God. Let's show up on purpose. Let's just show up on purpose, even if it's virtually. Let's show up on purpose and support the word of God as it's being shared. So thank you all so much. And if I had a parting thought on today, it would be let's decide that we're going to give people their flowers in ways that means you give them more than the physical flowers, but you give them the flower of celebrating them. Not just honoring them, but celebrating them. I celebrate the fact that Minister Margot allowed me to know that she was doing something for God, dealing with a scholarship. That was an honor. An honor that Minister Sylvia said, let's go and support our cousin as she lays to rest her first grandson. An honor that Elder Tony ministers on marriage. I mean, it's just such an honor in all of the things. So let's give people their flowers while they're here and supporting the things that they do. A quarter helps. $25 or $30 helps a little bit more, but a quarter helps. So let's support one another by giving each other our flowers while we're still here. That's all I have, Minister Sylvia.
Thank you so much for that, Apostle-elect Cecilia. Again, thank you all. Please join in tomorrow night. Amen. Good night. Good morning. Good evening.
Amen.